Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy. Our next guest is here. Hello.
Hey.
How are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah. Go ahead and introduce yourself for me.
Yes, I'm Siraj Tofi. I'm from the tip of Africa in Cape Town, Cape Town, South Africa. I'm the CEO and founder of Click. Good to be here. We're exhibiting on day three or on Thursday.
Okay.
Learning and networking while we can before that.
Awesome.
It's definitely a great place for that.
Yeah, it is. It is. It's quite overwhelming. It's bigger than I thought, and it's humming. It's humming completely.
It is bigger this year than we have seen it in any of the previous cities. It is definitely a big convention center.
Yes,
lots of people have said, well, this is bigger than I thought. And when we walked in yesterday afternoon, we went, well, this is bigger than I was expecting.
Yeah.
And we've been doing this since 2015. So
It
was even a shock for us.
This is
a big collision.
Nice.
So tell us about Click.
So Click, you know, we're really trying to address the issue of personalized content.
Okay.
With social media the way it is at the moment, and the proliferation, I can never say that word properly, of content, it's becoming just a total haze on what you're seeing nonstop on the feed.
Yes.
And we're trying to get to that point of being able to create content and being able people to be able to share it. So what it is Click firstly stands for a central library of integrated content. That's what Click stands for.
Okay.
And it's for enterprise, for businesses that have multiple users, whether they are salespeople or country offices or branches or brokers. And we have a central library of content, and the multiple users can take that content down to their blog to share it on social media, or they can create newsletters at a click of a button. But as they pull that content, it's personalized to their demographic, to the language. It embeds their name into the articles. So it's creating personalized content so that we don't just treat everyone as a vanilla, you know? So that, and again, even the cost of content creation is then shared by multiple users. So if you have 1,000 brokers, you know, financial advisors that are working for a company, they all have clients. The marketing team can put content on there, and each one of them can take that content. And as they take it, there might be one that has a target audience that's mainly Asian people, and it immediately, or you choose the picture that best serves that, and it can translate it into your language. It can do all those things.
Wow. Okay, there's a lot to that. I'm still wrapping my head around it. So the idea is, as a business owner, as a business, I've got salespeople that are dealing with Canada, the United States, and Mexico.
Yeah.
And in Canada, we've got a lot of French.
In
the United States, we've got a lot of English. And in Mexico, we've got a lot of Spanish.
Yeah.
So the content is created, and my Canadian marketing department or sales department can take that content to Quebec.
They literally, as they see the article or the piece of content they want, they just click it, and it automatically translates it.
Okay.
And it chooses an image that suits that. So let me give you an example within the African context.
Okay.
Within Africa, for too long, people just blanket the whole of Africa as if we're all the same. And they just go, let's put a black face there because the whole of Africa is black. But culturally and regional, there's regional specified per region. So if we have a content library and someone in Angola chooses an article, they speak Portuguese there, translate it into Portuguese, okay. choose a face that's more golden looking. Okay. In Cameroon, they choose the same article because the company is trying to share the same message, sure. and it pulls it down in French, and you can choose a more culturally specific okay. image. And what's good is that it's then brand consistent. The marketing right. team has control of what goes into the library. In some of our clients, they in the financial industry or in the pharmaceutical industry, where legal and compliance is quite important.
Yeah.
So what happens is that all gets cleared before the content goes into the library, so that any of the users can just choose it. At the moment, if a sales rep of a pharmaceutical company wants to send something out, they've got an article, they have to send it to legal, that needs to go mm-hmm. to compliance, and only then 2 weeks later or a week later they get a thumbs up, you can use this.
And by then,
the moment's gone.
Yeah, the content is not as relevant, or
correct.
The moment's gone, you're yep. trying to capitalize on a hashtag on Twitter that's
there
trending.
Go.
There's no way to do that in
yep.
that case.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's really what we're getting to. We're trying to address this. You know, there's research by Nielsen that says that people are over 90% more likely to open and engage with content that's coming from someone they know versus just a company.
Sure.
And really, that's what we're getting to. You go and you're going to buy yourself a BMW, if you're that way inclined, and you walk in and you meet a salesperson. You've now got a connection with that salesperson.
Right.
You're going to most likely open up a newsletter that comes from her or him,
from that person, yeah.
versus just from BMW. And now, at least, if it's done, it's done in a brand consistent format.
Yeah. Okay, and that totally makes sense. The dealership that I bought my last two cars from the same person.
Yeah. Yep.
The emails that I get are not written by him or sent by him, but they say they are.
Yeah.
You know, they've got his name as the from, and I'm far more likely to open it because it's from
him.
Bill.
Yeah.
Of course I'm going to open
it. It's Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we're going for.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So where did this idea come from?
So I've run a content marketing business in South Africa for the last 8 years.
Okay.
And out of dealing with clients and their requests, the idea came to us and going, here's an opportunity to create something that can share content a little bit better. And it started off as an idea that could drive the need for more content for that company, which is called Bespoke Media. And then we soon realized that it actually is good enough to stand on its own. So we've spun it out as a separate business.
Nice.
It also, because it's tech, it scales really quickly, and it scales better than a content business, where if you want to scale that, you're going to have to hire more people. So when approaching some clients, they said, great idea, but we have our own content. We don't need Bespoke to create the content.
Got it.
And then we just said, well, then just take the program. Yeah.
Okay. So it was something that you had built for yourself to solve a personal need within the company.
Look, we were still making magazines a couple of years ago. you remember those? They're paper. You can roll them up and swat a fly if you really want to.
The internet, but print it out.
There you go. That's what it was. So we used to create some of those, and we did something clever for a set of shopping centers, where we just created some generic content in the middle that was shared across all the shopping centers, whether it's the latest review of the iPhone, fashion trends.
Got it.
And then we wrapped each shopping center with shopping center specific content.
Got it.
And then they came, they liked that idea, it won some awards internationally for being clever and saving money. And they said, why don't you, can you come up with something that's digital, you know? And then that really sparked the thing. And we did come up with it. They are using it. And then we said, who else can use this? Because it's
right.
It can now be white labeled and it can be sold on and on and on. Yeah.
Fair enough. I love it. It won awards for being creative.
Yeah.
Fair enough. That's
yeah.
what most awards tend to be for.
There you go.
I hadn't thought about it that way, but that tends to be what they are. So you're an alpha.
Yep.
How available is this platform today?
So it's operational in South Africa.
Okay.
And I'm here at the moment to try and see that we want to scale it into North America, into Europe. We believe that the same needs arise and are there and prevalent in these regions. And again, because it scales so well, it doesn't need that much investment from a... We don't have to rebuild the software. We just have to extend from a distribution perspective.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Interesting. And so what you're hoping to get at Collision is... meeting people.
Correct.
In
connections
in the
yeah.
different areas.
Yeah, so I mean the ideal is come home with a check, right? And going, yeah, it's investment. That's not going to happen. So what we are doing is planting the seeds, making the connections, but at the same time learning from the talks. I mean I'm loving what I'm seeing. Thursday I pretty much won't be able to see any talks. I'll be at my stand or my exhibit. But so I'm trying to absorb as much. I mean, you're hearing from the people that have done it before,
mm-hmm.
It's so vast. There's so much. You know, one of the feelings that I'm getting is, however much I'm seeing, I also know I'm not seeing 10 times as much, but just because I physically can't be everywhere.
Uh-huh.
So, it really is a kind of working out exactly where you want to be.
Mm-hmm. For sure. The good news is that the majority of the talks will be available to you later as well as an exhibitor.
Okay.
You'll be able to view them online.
Good.
So.
Yeah, that's good.
But yeah, there's a lot of good talks this week.
Yeah. I was quite impressed with Justin Trudeau yesterday. There's some mixed feelings when you speak to Canadians. I don't know why, because, you see a leader like that and you go, well... You know, what we've been through in South Africa and what other people have to do further south he seemed to be really on the money. He knew what he was talking about. He seems approachable. I thought he came across really well.
He's definitely a good speaker.
Yeah.
I've heard him a couple of times. He's definitely a good speaker. So you're exhibiting on Thursday?
Yeah.
Hoping to meet lots of people, maybe walk out with a check.
Hopefully.
Hopefully, check. You know.
If people are interested in finding out more about your platform or possibly becoming a customer in the future, how can they do that?
At click.tech. So www.clic.tech, click.tech. It's a very simple website, but it tells you everything you need. Have all the contact details, and we're really keen. We also, you know, until we can scale into regions ourselves, there's no reason why we can't partner with people that are already in regions, that if they think the idea is good, they can start selling it on a license basis, or
sure.
we can work out some kind of partnership in that. We really are open to those kind of relationships, yeah.
Well, good. Well, hopefully... the rest of your Collision will be a success for you.
Thank you.
And enjoy the rest of the talk.
Thank you. Thanks very much for the opportunity. Lovely
Absolutely.
Meeting you guys. Cheers.